I think that social media is more powerful now than civil discourse. Like back in the day when we, you know, you would have to go out into the streets and like preach. That's what freedom of speech was about. Mm-hmm. Now your words online are more powerful. So why?
You can reach more people.
Exactly.
Your louder voice.
With that being said, why should freedom of speech not be a mandatory thing for you to function in the US? My sister started saying that she was having like weird supernatural experiences, like a ghost was fucking with her. I was like, shut up. Mm-hmm. My mom was waking up, like sleep paralysis. Something was choking her.
Your mom said in her sleep,
something was choking her. And she was like, I tell my daughter not to fear you. Like, don't, like, what are you doing? And let go of her.
Dude, that's got chill. That was weird.
I'm like, guys, come on. To this day, I still meet people that are like, you're the wine guy. I'm like, bro, there's no way people
are still bringing this up. The wine guy, yeah. That's who you were.
People still bring up, like, yo, you're the wine guy. I was the wine guy before I was the two out the handle guy.
Seriously.
Pete is the king of male thirst traps.
Yeah, he is. He is.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
I look pretty.
We look good, dude. Look at us.
Literally, it'd be a struggle to make us look bad, honestly.
I know.
That's what's fucked dude, about it. I feel bad.
I haven't done a headphone podcast in a minute.
Really? No headphones? Oh, you don't use headphones ever?
No, not of mine.
Really? I wasn't a head when I had like a when I had hair, like you have hair. I was anti.
That's what I'm saying. Cause like I don't know how I'm affecting the hair.
I was anti headphone, but ever since I buzzed it off, I'm like, fuck it, headphones. Because it like, it's chilling now, but you know when you take it off, you're going to have to fuck with your hair, get it back to the... No. But today is the first day. Shout out Mitch. I got white headphones. Always had white headphones. Mm. I have a whole white mic. Look at this. I've never even seen one like this. Have you seen one like this?
No, I haven't. I can't say that I have.
It's snow. Huh? Custom. You heard that?
There we go.
And then the whole mic stands white. And then these things. See, look, you got one too. I'm going to start doing interviews and shit a little bit. Got like an interview mic somewhere over there. It has the little box on it. So yeah.
Dude, you should start doing
it. It's a big day. You should too, bro. Interviews are the thing.
Let's do it together.
And I'm down.
Literally.
Bro, you know where I live in Brickell?
It's just
like nonstop interviewers. Mm-hmm. Like nonstop. Like people, everyone is interviewing people in Brickell like for content. Yeah. Nonstop. Like cameras out, lights out. Which another thing happens in Brickell, and you actually might have more insight on it than me.
What?
And this just popped in my head to ask you the question. You know NPCs, like when people are an NPC?
Non-player characters, yeah.
Like, but they act like one, like live on TikTok?
Yeah.
So there's two like famous ones that are in Brickell. Butterfly NPC, my boy Knox, I say what's up to him every time I walk by him.
Yeah.
And they don't break character. I forget the other dude's name, Harrison or something. But so when they're live on TikTok, because me and my friends been asking, I know, we always try to figure out, like, they're all day, bro. Like, they're out there grinding every day, all day, like, 8 hours, like, it's their 9 to 5.
Insanity.
How much money are they making?
Bread, dude. Like, some of those people are pulling in, like, $100,000 a week, I heard. Like, crazy numbers.
Like, how many viewers do you need to have on live for that to happen? Like each rose, like, how do they make money off of, like, roses smell so good? Thanks for the glizzy. Like, what is that?
Because when they don't stop, like, even if that's, what, like, a couple bucks?
Yeah.
Just
but is that what it is? Like a rose is a couple bucks?
I mean, probably less.
Like when you go live, do people send you like glizzies and roses and shit and coins?
Yeah, but for me, it's a little bit different because I'm like not fiending for gifts. Like usually it's just like a fan that's like, oh, like let me send this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the people that do the battles, like the live battles. Have you seen that?
You don't do that?
I can't do it.
Bro. Yeah. Why?
Because bro, like you got to sit down here for like 3 hours with like these kids on TikTok that you don't even fuck with.
Yeah.
And you got to like battle them and like beg these people for gifts. Like I can't get into it.
Oh, so that's how you win. Like my side, like my side.
Yeah, guys, come on. We're going to beat him.
And then when you win, you get points.
You win. No, you don't get anything other than it's saying your team won.
That's it?
Like it's whoever got their followers to send them the most gifts.
Yeah.
Won.
And then the gifts turn to real money though.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get the real money. Exactly. And TikTok keeps
freaking. And it's worth it, I guess, right? Like,
oh, it's worth it. I just can't get myself to sit down for like 5 hours a day and like put on a smile and beg followers for gifts. Like I do live streams and like even the followers are surprised to see that because everyone's so much like fiending for gifts. When they see a creator come on there and just want to chat, they're like, oh, you actually just want to hang out
Where do you do live streams? TikTok.
TikTok, yeah.
You go live on TikTok only?
Not as often as I used to, but yeah. Which I really enjoyed doing the TikTok lives. Because here's the difference with TikTok and Instagram. TikTok, it'll be a slow trickle, and they'll slowly show more people your live stream on the For You page.
Yeah.
And if it's a good one, it'll keep growing. Where Instagram, they mass send it out to all of your fans.
Yeah.
1,000 people come in, and then it just trickles
and
off.
And then they dip out.
There's no way to push it to new people.
Yeah.
Which Instagram kind of has to figure that out, right? Where TikTok kind of figured it out.
That's same with their content, too. Because like TikTok, you can post and it can blow up even if you don't have any followers. Yep. Instagram, if you don't have any followers, you can't.
You know
really.
What though? But Instagram,
they're getting on it. The reels are. The
I
reels
think
are.
Their algorithm is better than TikTok's right now.
Yeah, I'm an.
You know what? Instagram is now at where TikTok used to be, where it's like if you have good content,
yep.
it's gonna move.
Yep.
I love taking advantage of Instagram reels right now. And I was just telling you before this, my brother in a week gained 50,000 followers.
Yeah.
His TikTok, he's posting the same content, similar views, 6,000 followers. It is way easier to grow right now with a new account on Instagram.
Because they took some notes on TikTok. Yeah. And that's crazy to hear you say that because like I've been, like since I've done social media, you've done it before me, but like Instagram's been my bread and butter. Like it was, TikTok was never like kind of my fault, come whatever for not doing it. It wasn't my thing. You were like TikTok before Instagram kind of, you know what I mean? Like obviously you had Instagram, but you blew up on TikTok and then the show and then your Instagram kind of goes up and shit. And now you're on the Instagram.
Yeah, now I like Instagram more than TikTok.
And TikTok
honestly.
Might get banned. I've been hearing TikTok. Markel told us last night
might get banned. But do you think it's actually about like data? Because that's what they're trying to tell us it's about.
What else would it be about?
I think
let's get the conspiracy out. What's it about?
You're gonna get us canceled. No, okay. I think it's about narratives. I think that TikTok is the biggest platform. You get the most out of your news the quickest. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I'm on a social media platform, I get more news from people talking about it on TikTok than anywhere else, right?
Yeah.
And think about it. If you're the U.S. government and you can't push your narratives and you're letting China control the narratives of our politics, of these wars, and they get to decide, oh, with this election, we could put out this much about Trump.
So just like control of information, you're saying.
I started by saying it was about like almost like silencing people, like you can't restrict, but I think it goes deeper than that. It's not just like restricting, it's about controlling the narrative as a whole.
Well,
and if you
TikTok's
can't do that,
pretty restricting anyway, honestly, like
but they get to decide in what way. Right, they get to decide like you know, with everything going on with the border crisis and elections and everything, it's like they're restricting, but they're deciding what they want to push and when, and the US has no control over that, right?
And that was the problem with like Elon Musk getting Twitter and him like kind of letting it
exactly.
be a free. They were like, they didn't want, because they were silencing, like for the last election, it seemed like Trump was getting like muted and blocked and his shit was getting deleted. And
well,
it was like,
it seemed like there was a clear bias toward one party, right?
And I think Elon wants everyone to be able to say whatever the fuck they want, either if it's right or wrong. And that's kind of how it has to be.
Yeah, my whole thing is this. I think freedom of speech until you're calling for violence, which is like the legal law.
Yeah.
I think, so here's my thing, and this is why like a lot of people believe in censorship, right? For me, it's like, I think that social media is more powerful now than civil discourse. Like back in the day when we, you know, created the Constitution, like you would have to go out into the streets and like preach. Freedom of speech was about. Mm-hmm. Now your words online are more powerful. So why
you can reach more people?
Exactly.
Your louder voice.
With that being said, why should freedom of speech not be a mandatory thing for you to function in the U.S.? I think it's even more important.
Yeah.
So like for there to be censorship online, I don't think should be legal to run in the U.S.
Yeah.
Right. Because like no one's going in the streets anymore needing freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Like obviously you do, but way more important.
Yeah, you
got to
be able to say whatever
media.
You want.
Again, listen, should some things not be said? Absolutely. But it's up to us as a community to weed those people out and just be like, you're a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? Like, which we do.
Yeah, I guess it, like censorship, all it is really saying is that whoever's controlling it doesn't think that people consuming the content are smart enough to make their own decisions and decipher their own right and wrong. You know what I mean?
And
someone
exactly.
else is deciding
and
it for you.
And just by censoring it, you're not changing anybody's minds. Because like the people that already believe that they're assholes are going to stay thinking they're assholes. If you censor it, you can't change. Maybe it is a horrible belief, but now if someone that's on that side sees you censor it, now they're just going to go deeper onto that corner, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I side with him. Whereas if you could create some civil discourse, get some intelligent thinkers in there to
write,
no, this is what it actually is, you could prove them wrong. Like a lot like these flat earthers, right? Where it's like YouTube tries kind of taking those videos down.
Yeah.
But you have people like Neil deGrasse Tyson, people coming out and being like, well, this is how we know the earth is round.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, those are obvious ones. But there's also ones where there isn't just like a straight fact in fiction. And then it's like up to everyone to kind of do their own research and it's fucked. Uh-oh, someone's ringing doorbells and shit. That's a good, all right, but talking about Twitter and shit, are you still, like, you promote OF on Twitter? Because that's really the only where, only place.
I was, dude. I was a lot. Like, Twitter was going crazy for me, dude. No. Like, I just, like, to be honest, I've just been lazy with it.
promoting on Twitter?
Like, just, like, posting, like, my pics on there. They still do very well when I post, like. Twitter, X, right? Call it X.
So, yeah, X now.
X has been fucking massive, dude. But I don't know. Really, it's been Snapchat. I've been really getting into...
I've been on the Snapchat shit, too. I love the Snapchat shit. I love Snapchat. The crystals. We need our crystals. Yeah.
You know what? They did a great job at convincing creators to promote themselves more.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Kane here. What's going on, Kane? How you doing, bro?
Okay. Oh, yo, bro. Wait, I recognize you. What the... What are you... I forget. No way. Well, nice to meet you. I'm Joey.
He's the man,
nice to
bro.
Meet you. Nice to meet you.
You gotta have him on here, bro.
We'll have to schedule one. I was gonna ask you. Oh yeah. So reading your little questionnaire we filled out.
Yeah.
This is what I was gonna ask you.
Uh-huh.
Like something I had no idea about. You said like finding God or finding Jesus again.
Finding God. Because it said what's the best thing that's happened recently? Well, like that on the questionnaire. Uh-huh. And I was thinking, like, oh, I was like, you know, being on TV, doing this, mm-hmm. like, starting my own podcast. And I was like, you know what? I think coming back to God, to like one source content. Yeah.
Yo, guys, if you're going to talk like that, can you like dip?
But yeah, I think one of the greatest things that's happened for me lately is coming back to God.
Is that like, you had a moment. So what, you grew up religious?
So here, I'll give you the rundown, right?
Yeah,
so
that's what I need, the rundown.
I grew up Catholic. Mm-hmm. I grew up Roman Catholic, baptized, the whole
makes
nine,
sense.
Right?
New Yorker, vigilante. Yeah,
Italian, right? Mm-hmm. Come on.
No choice.
And dude, I was a good little Catholic. I went to Catholic high school. I would go to mass early in the morning before school would start. And I guess over time, you know, you smoke a little weed, you start opening your eyes and you go, why mm-hmm. don't they want me to question, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because when you look at things, if you don't have your own supernatural experiences, it seems like it's probably not a God. Like it seems like you die mm-hmm. and nothing mm-hmm. happens. And then I would kind of get a lot of people upset because I would be around a lot of Christians.
Yep.
And they'd be like, so what do you think happens when you die? And I was like, I would scare them. I would say, do you remember before you were born?
Yeah.
And they go, holy shit. I'm like, it's that. It's nothing. Yeah, yeah. It's nothing. Uh-huh. But then over time, learning about psychedelics, people's own supernatural experience, near-death experiences, how they're all connected. And then I was like, okay, maybe. And then documents coming out that we know of higher dimensional levels above the third dimension that we can't even comprehend. Then I was like, okay, mm-hmm. wait, it's just as ignorant to say that there is a God mm-hmm. as there definitely isn't a God. Mm-hmm. We don't know shit. So I became agnostic, which means I don't know. Mm-hmm. There might be, there might not be. Mm-hmm. I started doing more research.
To pause you for a second, that's kind of where I am. So I'm ready to hear the rest
which
of the
is,
story.
I'll tell you
I'm
what.
I'm ready to hear the rest of the story.
It's a good place to be.
I'm not like, I'm kind of on the wave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hope my grandmas and shit aren't watching this, but like, I think if you're willing to bet your whole life that there is or there isn't,
mm-hmm.
you got to kind of have a belief, like you kind of got to understand
ground.
That you don't know, like
middle ground,
there's definitely a possibility mm-hmm. you don't know how, like you could believe harder one either way, but yeah. I feel like if you say that, if you believe in God and then you say, well, there might be a 1% chance that there isn't God, then by the rules, if you read the Bible, you don't believe in God. If you think there's a 1%, yeah. If you think there's a 1% chance, you don't believe in God.
I'm really not mad at that. Even as a guy
continue.
Come back to Christianity. Because that's what led me back was being agnostic, uh-huh. keeping an open mind. Because listen, if you're an atheist and you're just saying like, I know for a fact, it's like you don't.
Yeah, then you're not.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't. And you can't open your mind up to new possibilities and you'll never mm-hmm. find that way. But I guess what really started bringing me back was doing my own research on other people's experiences and seeing how they were all mm-hmm. connected, doing my own research on the Bible, seeing that there's more cross references in that book from people that live thousands of years apart, like things that just didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Coincidences in my own life. You think of somebody and then they call you. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think what really started opening my eyes was my sister started saying that she was having like weird supernatural experiences, like a ghost was fucking with her. I was like, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was waking up, like sleep paralysis. Something was choking her. She was like, I tell my sister, not my daughter, not to be afraid
of you.
Your
mom said in her sleep, something
was choking her. And she was like, I tell my daughter not to fear you. Like, don't, like, what are you doing? And let go of her. Like, weird things where I'm like, guys.
Dude, I just got chills. That was weird.
I'm like, guys, come on. And, dude, I'm a skeptic to the full. That's
Wait,
why, you know what I mean?
Your mom was telling this, like.
Yeah, I didn't believe it.
Demon or whatever. Like,
I tell my daughter not to fear you. Why are you choking me? Let's go of her. Immediately sleep paralysis ends as she says that. Weird shit, dude. I still don't believe
it. But sleep paralysis is when you're awake,
but you can't
move. Like,
which is what a lot of people say they wake up, they feel like they've been choked by a ghost. People are like, oh, it's just sleep paralysis. So that's why I'm using that term.
Mm-hmm.
Which is because that's what I was telling her it was. Anyways, one night, and this is while all this is happening, I'm playing video games. I hear a loud bang in my house. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Get up. I look around. And I see my dog growling. I have a very smart dog. Mm-hmm. He only growls at people that aren't supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. Doesn't growl at noises. Very small. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Looking down the hallway. I'm like, Fluffy, it's me. He acknowledges me. keeps growling, looking down the hallway. walking closer. I'm like, towards my sister's room. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Out of nowhere, I hear the loudest banging footsteps, and I see a large shadow run into my sister's room. I call my dad. I'm like, there's someone in Angelina's room. We got to go. I go up to the door. I'm like, Angelina, are you awake? I'm like, I think my eyes are playing tricks on me. Yeah. It's 3 a.m. But I saw it and I heard it. And she's like, no, like I've been asleep. She's crying. She's scared. I run in. I grab her out. I go back in with my dad. Nobody's in there. So now I'm like, I just saw a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, what else is? I watched a large shadow run into this room. There's nobody in there. I like.
Tripping? Sober?
Sober. Never. This is prior to me doing any psychedelics ever. Like this is me fully like agnostic. Believe it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
After that, I was like, I believe you guys now. Like,
yeah.
This is what we got the house. We did the whole fucking incense sage. And shit. Whatever. Yeah. And I think it went away.
So seeing the ghost made you believe that there's an afterlife at all, you're saying?
It made me say, what the fuck was that?
Okay.
Like, there's certain things. Like, imagine you saw a ghost. It would fuck you up for a while going, what is that?
So that made you like revert back to religion?
Not yet.
Okay. Not yet.
This is what like opened me to be
okay.
Wait a second. Okay. That's gotta mean something. Yep, I'm not schizophrenic, but I just saw a ghost. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because it sucks because I tell these stories and I remember when I was an atheist, if I heard someone saying this shit, I'd be like, what a kook. So it really, but some people it'll resonate with.
Not, bro. Anything can happen.
Anything, right? And then this is the weird thing, dude. I started having these like visions where I would see visions of Jesus. Fucking strange.
Shut up. But like in your sleep or just during the day what?
I would start seeing Jesus. And then my father would tell me he was seeing the same things at the same time frame. And he's like, I turn around and I'd see a depiction of Jesus. Like our minds playing tricks on us. And I'm like, in my head, dude, this did not convert me. I was like, bro, what the fuck is my brain doing? Am I going insane? What's happening? Mm-hmm. So I said, I was like, God, if this is you, give me a sign.
Yeah, let me
like, give me like you wouldn't let me go. If this was really you, you wouldn't let me go crazy like this. Right? You wouldn't.
What do you do? Like your story?
So I go to sleep one night and I'm like, give me a sign.
Uh-huh.
Like just that's it. Give me a sign. I go to sleep and I wake up and I'm on a beach. More lucid than this is right now. It felt like real life.
Mm-hmm.
And my little brother runs up onto the beach and my mom goes, follow him. And I know that this symbolizes like pursuing these weird godly beliefs I've been having. And I'm like, yeah, you sure? She's like, follow him. Okay. Run up onto the boardwalk, lay on my back. And lightning strikes in the sky. I see a cross. Boom. Mm-hmm. Lightning strikes again. I see Jesus. Boom. And it starts raining on me. And there's this thing of like, have you ever heard of Christians saying like accepting Jesus into your heart?
Yeah.
I feel this.
I grew up very, very Christian. So I know all that.
I knew it was like a term. Yeah, I feel this energy flowing into my heart. Yeah. And I'm saying, I accept you. And it starts flowing energy into my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is this feeling? And I'm crying. I'm terrified. I feel like the power of God. Another term like fear, like fearing God.
Yeah.
I feel that fear of this immense power. Yeah. And I'm crying and I'm like, I put my hand up to my mom to like come help me and like it like shot into my head like, you need to, like this is part of your lesson. Like it's you and God.
No
way. Like that's it. You don't get help from anyone. As scared as I was, I put my hands down. I wake up. I'm in the room. I still feel a presence around me. I'm terrified. And I'm like, what is happening? I'm still crying.
Mm-hmm.
I try to absorb this energy that I was feeling in the dream. It's still happening in real life now. Mm-hmm. And I feel energy shooting into my chest. And I'm like, what is happening? Now I'm like convinced because I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm so scared. I close my eyes. The lights turn on in my room, but like as if like the sun's up. It's 3 a.m. There's no light in my outside, and the lights are on in my room. And I'm like, I don't open my eyes because I'm so scared, and I let myself go to sleep. But I think if I woke open my eyes, I would have seen something. But from that day on, now I'm like, I think that was my sign. Now fast forward a year, I have a Muslim friend who I was talking about, you know, Jesus and whatnot.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, it's weird. A year ago, I had a dream about Jesus. I go, what was the dream? He goes, I walked onto a boardwalk. Lightning strikes. I see a cross. Tells me he had the exact same dream. I wrote down the date. I said, did it happen this date? He goes, you know what? It was right after this concert. It was about that date.
Shut up.
Had the exact same dream.
Is he still Muslim?
The exact same date. You know what? He's not too religious. Right, so I think he might have leaned a little bit more towards like, what that's the fuck crazy. Is that? And I was like, hey, I'm not going to try to convert you. You know, you have your beliefs. But I was like, that's a little bit fucking weird, huh?
No, my grandma's told me stories like that. Okay, so then I understand you. Is that really what brought you back and really like opened it up? And now you're okay. Okay, good. So now I have a following question, not a leading question. Follow up question. So was that somewhat recently or no?
It was a year ago.
Is it like
a year ago, maybe more?
Did that start to make like an inner conflict on making OF content and shit like that?
Yeah. Well, if you look at my content now, I'm very I don't post thirst traps anymore. I'm really focused on my podcast. Like, it's really what I do. Like, even like you started like, oh, you're still on Twitter. Like, I said I was lazy. It's like, I haven't, just haven't had the want to post that stuff. Is there still a sexual model-y side to Peter?
Yeah.
Like, with my OF content, that's what's there. Like, it's like that hot sexual side of me, which is still a thing. Does it maybe, because people say that, like, I remember I was speaking about being a Christian on like Snapchat, and someone was like, you do, everything you do goes against Christianity. I was like, first of all, you don't know who I am.
I
am a Christian at heart. People have people hurt me. You know what I do? I turn the other cheek. Genuinely. Like, that's who I am. I follow those beliefs.
Yeah.
Does it mean I'm the perfect Christian?
Obviously not.
Nobody's perfect. Yeah. Right? Am I aspiring to get there? Do I feel like I'm getting close? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think it is wrong? Like, I don't think, like, not that I'm crazy religious at the moment. I don't think I'm a bad person.
No.
I don't think people are bad people for even making sexual content.
I'll tell you this.
Like, why is that against the rules to make sexual content, but you can make any other kind of content? Like, if you're a Christian, like, why can you not make sexual content?
I think because, well, if you look into Christianity.
And is it worse? Is there levels to sin? Like,
So
say I was, say you were on OnlyFans just posting your underwear, and I was on OnlyFans jerking off, dick out, butthole out, fucking.
Well,
am I sinning worse than you, or it's all bad?
I've been hearing other Christians say that there's no difference between different kinds
killing
of sins.
Someone and like, having premarital sex.
But I remember learning growing up, there's mortal sins and there's venial sins. There's lesser sins. I mean, and even just using basic common sense as humans, like, you killing someone is obviously worse than you fucking stepping on a bug.
But where do you get that common sense, dude? That's deeply rooted into like religion. So like your morals.
Well, that's the other debate for God. I watched an atheist in real time change his mind where he was going up against this really intelligent Christian speaker. And he was trying to explain to him. He's like, the fact that you have a moral coding deep and rooted into you, it proves a source from that. There has to be a source from that because there's nothing natural about the only natural thing about humans is a reward system.
Yeah.
Nothing about that says be good to each other. Where does that inner deeper morale come from? You can't give me an answer.
Yeah.
It's got to be a high. And this atheist, after going back and forth, was like, oh, wait, there's actually something to that.
Yeah. No, that's smart. I like that.
In
like
real time.
So do you think, like, because in the Bible it says, like, animals and shit aren't, like, we're a step above animals.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what I mean? Like, in like God made us, like, the story in the Bible. God took his he made Adam out of his image, and then took Adam's rib, a piece of Adam's rib, and made Eve.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just animals. God looks like people, so we're special. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, and like animals have like that moral compass too. Is that like that's from God?
Well, they
or I don't
do.
Know.
Like, think about videos you see, like where you'll see other sometimes animals protecting other animals and like loving each other, like.
As I'm saying, if they're not beasts, these religious, like, they have it naturally.
I think there's a soul in everything. I think there's levels. I think that you and I are a special kind of thing. I think the fact that we get to be here on Earth, I think, is a testament to how powerful our souls are. And then sometimes I'll look at people that are very lost, very mean to people, and I'm like, you haven't figured it out. Because I think there's a test.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that this right now, what we're doing here on Earth, I think is a test. I think you have a soul. I think I have a soul. I think we chose to forget.
Just to see how we do in this game.
Let me ask you a question.
Like, I failed.
Nah, what? We're done. Like, we're not even halfway there.
That's what I'm saying.
Good.
Oh, you can make up.
But it starts by saying, okay, like, what's the purpose? Right? Like, what is the purpose? How do I pass the test? And I think it's like, you have that inner moral compass, right? To be a good person, right? Are you 100% good? Are you 100% genuine?
Yeah.
The answer is no. What are you, like 80%?
50%? Yeah.
That's the score you're getting on the test, right? I think if you can become 100% good, genuine, honest, that's how you win.
That's how you pass the game.
If you could, and that's toward other people, right? But also now within yourself, are you letting go of all these people that have done you wrong? Are you like letting go? Because when you hold on to things, that's how you build up what they call karma. And you bring it on to your next life, you got to come back. I'll tell you what, I don't plan on coming back.
Yeah.
Right? I plan on getting it right this time. And I think at 24 years old, to even understand this and comprehend that
you're
I just have to be a good person, I think I'm pretty far along. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Pretty early to even really be thinking about that deep. Is.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people need to understand that if you could just better yourself, this whole manifestation thing, I find now that I'm so secure.
I believe in that a lot, manifestation.
Because a lot of people are just like, work. Work on yourself.
Yep.
If you become the perfect version of yourself and mentally, you're meditating, whatever, everything, I find now that I'm in that position, anything that I put a little bit of effort in, it mm-hmm. works. Because my mind is so good. Because you're in
a positive space.
Because I'm so positive. Everything.
I think that works.
It's the manifestation is believing it, working for it. If you're perfect in all those aspects and then you work towards it, you can't fail.
So people that are fans of our show.
Yeah.
No, they know you. They know me. But maybe they don't know we weren't there filming at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a little crazy thing we can talk about.
It is crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Peace, guys. The moon landing?
That is a – you got to ask that question.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Start that over, though, this combo.
So a lot of people, they don't know that you and I weren't on Too Hot to Handle together.
We were quarantined on an island, losing our minds at the same time, and we didn't even know each other.
Yeah. I think that's crazy because everyone was like, oh, yeah, Joey's cool, right? And mm-hmm. then I think we had a phone call right before the show came out. And we just clicked. I was like, dude, why were we not on the show
today? Yeah, I know.
And I was like, yeah, Joey sounds mad cool. And we've just been boys since. I remember
the first time we met in real life was in Miami. Like, we had known each other. Like, show came out and everything. We didn't really meet. Then he came to Miami. It was, like, crazy. But we, like, weren't on the show together. We, like, know each other. And it's, like, the craziest thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like we might as well have been on the fucking show together.
Yeah.
It was a cool experience.
Who do you think they wanted to match you up with? Like, soon, like when they were casting you, they were like, all right, he'll probably be with
Kayla,
100%.
Dude, who didn't want me with Kayla? Fucking the fans wanted me with Kayla after the show, and they never even got to see us together. But like,
did you have a boyfriend or something?
I don't know.
That was like a rumor, no?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about her for a while.
Yeah, I should still
talk to her. Are you friends with her?
I love Kayla. She's a sweetheart.
Are you single right now?
Yeah.
You are single?
I love Kayla. She's a fucking sweetheart.
Right now. Right now.
She's like Miss Philippines.
Take her to dinner or something. Oh, she's in the Philippines. What do you, she's like Miss?
Like Miss Philippines.
She's like doing the modeling. Or what is that? A pageant?
Yeah. Like for like Miss Universe, really? Right? Yeah. She looks great.
That's hot. That's great.
Kayla.
Okay.
Let's get back on Too Hot.
Didn't work out over 2 years ago, but.
Let's redo this thing.
That's
lit. But honestly, we would have. I never think what if. I think we would have looked really good together, me and Kayla.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That would have popped. People would have loved us together.
That's
maybe,
crazy.
Maybe in an alternate reality.
Did you guys leave at the same time?
Yeah.
Same time?
We left same time.
That sucks, bro. We'd have torn it up.
I know.
We'd have torn it up.
You know what? It felt right. Like, it felt right that I left early.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, like, as much as, like, I was upset that the experience ended, I was happy with the mark I left.
Yeah.
I did the best I could do in my position.
Did you lose any money or anything? Did you, like, do anything?
I
can't remember.
Money?
Like, did you? What?
Bro, I hooked up with Carly. Oh, my God.
You made out with
Carly.
Wait, Carly and who was it again?
Alinda.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a gangster move. That was a guy. I forgot about that.
I remember after that, I was like, I can go home after this.
Yeah. You were like, I popped off.
And it was good. The second episode was like, watch out for
Would
Pete.
You have had sex like
on the show?
Yeah.
You know what? I was nervous about that, but I don't know. I think.
I was, dude, to be completely honest, I was too scared.
Bro, like they were tweaking out because like we're like in beds next to each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, there was no way I was doing anything with like. Uh-huh. This girl's boyfriend a foot away, like upset on the bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, how am I supposed to do anything right now, right? Like, it's just, it's a lot.
It was weird. I remember.
I hated that. Like, I hated that we all shared.
I didn't want my family to see, like, I didn't want people that are close to me to see me act like that.
See, I wasn't worried about that.
But more of it was, like, I was genuinely, like, bro, I don't think I would have been able to focus and, like, get hard, like, in a room of, like, 15 people, 30 cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would have, like, that would have psyched me out for sure.
Yeah, you get used to it, though. You get numb to it.
No. Yeah, I guess after, like, 2 weeks after.
Do you know what
like,
no one talks about?
What?
And I'm speaking, other people have had this experience. You tell me if you have. There's, like, a PTSD that comes with having cameras on you for
a month straight.
You go home post-show, and you wake up, and you think you're being filmed.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Right?
Yep,
have you had that?
Yep.
I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and, like, don't pick your nose.
Yep.
Oh, wait, I'm home.
Can't fart, can't scratch my ass, can't fucking pick. Yeah,
like, getting back into the normal world.
Yeah, you can't do any of that shit.
It was a fucking experience, bro. It definitely did a lot, especially like the no phone.
Bro, how crazy. Think about this, okay? So like, it's like obvious almost like a bunch of people like Love Island or Too Hot to Handle or any of those things. Like, okay, everyone goes on. Maybe no one will date at all. Maybe a couple people will date for like 6 months. Bro, Cam and Emily made a baby. Like they're together for life. Do you know what I mean? And they met on a
awesome
crazy fucking nuts, stupid reality show. And they are in love and really making a baby.
If they
shit.
Never went on that show. They would have never met,
never and, met like, each other, never
built
made a baby.
This relationship, the success, had a baby.
Dude, imagine the that fuck? Baby when it like it or he or she, whatever you want to say, when that baby grows up and they're like, look at how we met. Like, there's, it's like,
so awesome,
you know, when it's like, oh, how, oh my God, like how I met your mother, or like, you know, when your parents tell you what we met at, blah, blah, blah. Bro, their kid's going to be able to watch.
That's so sick.
Like, word for word, second for second, how they met and shit. And they're going to see us idiots on there fucking around too.
Oh my gosh. Bro, you know what? No, honestly, they downplayed how horny everybody was. That's the crazy part, because it's already a show where like everybody's mega horny and like,
can I ask you something?
They downplayed it, bro. It was even
Was
more.
Everyone naked, like walking around naked in the bathroom when you were there?
Bro, yeah.
Bro, I was, my first
that's
day
what I'm
I went
that's
to
what
the
I'm
bathroom.
Trying to say, but that's what I'm trying to say.
Bro, I walk into the bathroom, because we all share that little bathroom. There's like two sinks, one toilet, one shower, all 12, 15 of us, however many people.
Yeah.
Bro, I walk in first day, like go to the shower. I'm like, holy fuck, Emily's naked. I was like, oh my God.
Everybody
my God.
Was naked.
Melinda, I'm like, oh my God.
Everybody was
Everyone's
naked.
I'm like, boobies. I'm like, holy fuck. And then you weren't there when Tabitha, but Tabitha was naked the whole fucking time.
Bro,
and I'm
they
like,
didn't give
holy. And then you just get to a point where it's normal, and then you're just like, all right, everyone's
but
naked
what I'm
together.
Saying, like, they downplayed
like behind the scenes.
And they're like, dude, how?
The girls loved it. They wanted to
they
show up,
it.
And we weren't allowed to touch or do anything, so they were just walking around, boobies out and shit. And then I'm like,
literally, but like, oh my gosh, dude, like, because people always talk like, how you guys not restrict yourselves? We haven't masturbated in a month. And now the most beautiful girl in the world is butt naked walking past you. What do you mean? How am I restricting myself?
Didn't Cam tell us that one day in bed, like they snuck, like they like snuck a hand job or something, or like
did
Emily, I didn't he tell us that? I
didn't he
remember.
Get caught? It was the crab grab?
Oh, the crab grab. And I thought they did something they didn't get.
Maybe.
Did you ever get sent to the room, like the suite, like the time? You know what I'm talking about? Like the.
No. What's
the suite or whatever? Like
no,
the
I never got
you
the
know
suite.
Talking,
I never
like,
got the suite.
I had to sleep in there on that.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah, no.
I would love to get the suite.
I think what else?
Get away from
the
15-person room.
Behind the scenes, we had a couple other people from the newer seasons.
Yeah.
On, but not like ours. Ours is the best one. I think we did good. We had great performances.
Bro, do you know what you told me? And I didn't believe you.
What?
Our show came out.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, dude, I think we're the last season where the whole cast pops off.
Yeah.
You and I said, Joey's being a hater.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't believe. I was like, I was like, how could you say that, dude? Like, it's season two. We
I
popped.
Think people get tired
and you
of
were,
it.
And you were right. Like, I'm not saying that people don't still pop. Like, Too Hot to Handle still pops. Everyone gets 100,000 followers.
Yep,
like,
yep.
But that level of, like, 3 months of everything's
crazy.
Got 10 million
that
views.
Was
like,
crazy.
I don't know if we'll ever see that
I
again.
Didn't take advantage of that enough. I remember,
we
during,
did,
like,
though.
Thinking. We did.
It's
and
just,
we
when
captured
you look
that
back,
shit.
It's like, I could have done more. But this is the advice.
Hindsight's always 2020.
This is the
and
advice.
And you were also always very content oriented. You were very good worker.
I mean,
in that
I was
sense.
Posting more than
I was kind of like lit in Hollywood, like just doing my thing. Like.
Yeah. But like, I mean, bro, listen, we still killed it, bro. But this
we're
is,
still here. Look
this
at
is
us.
The difference in
LA.
Advice that everyone fucking lied to us.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, what everybody's saying. I can't, if someone says it to me again, I think I'll punch him in the
fucking
mouth. You gotta strike while the iron's hot.
Strike
shut
while the
iron's
hot.
Shut the literal fuck up. I can't listen to another manager. I can't listen to somebody say that to me ever again. Fucking, and it's not even true. It's not even true, dude.
Mm-mm.
But because you know why what strike while the iron's hot means? Mm. It means let's get all this money and brand deals while you're
right
still
now?
Relevant,
and then when it's
peace,
fuck
you. No, it's before the show comes out. Strike. Do everything you want to do, aka podcast. TikToks. So when your show does come out and numbers are coming in, you're already fluent in what you want working.
Yep.
That's what the real answer is. Not strike while the iron's hot.
Go hard right now.
Try to figure it out now. No, figure it out.
You're right.
Now when the show comes out, you already have your podcast. You already have this. You already have that.
Did you do exclusive content before you got casted for the show or no?
No, I did it. Like, I never had plans of doing OnlyFans.
Who did?
I mean, right, dude? Right? And like, for me, it was just like, am I not going to do it because of the stigma? Because I don't do nudity on there. I'm not doing porn.
You never
on
did
there.
A sex tape on there, right?
No, never. And, but then I was like, dude, am I really going to X-nay on all this money just because of the fucking stigma around it, right? So like, no, like, let me make one. Let me see what happens. I made it like $5 a month, whatever. So I instantly started making like 30 grand a month.
Fuck yeah.
At like 19, at like, wow, no, I was like 21. Yeah, I was 21. I just turned 21. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this off?
Can't.
You know what I mean? Will I one day? Probably.
Your brother does it or no?
Yeah, but he's been stopping. Gianni? I don't think he does it anymore.
He doesn't really want
to
do it.
I told you, Gianni just does the car content.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
been loving. That's all he's doing right now.
That's good. That's sick.
And now he's
I
start,
love Gianni.
Now he's starting to get brand deals. Red Tiger, which is like a massive.
He does his podcast every time with you? Like you guys
he
do
does
together?
Most of them. He's like my co-host. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. That's good dynamic.
Yeah.
That's
good dynamic. He's really good. He's a really good co-host.
I have something funny to bring up.
Yeah.
Is this story? Call Pete like, oh, wait. Also, thank you. Peter texted me. So Bad Boys 2 was filmed in Miami not too long ago. Four, actually. Bad Boys 4. Four, right? It's four. This one's three? The new Bad Boys movie was filmed in Miami this week or 2 weeks ago. However many, whatever.
Yeah.
Right next to my apartment building, I got a sick video of Will Smith from my balcony shooting in some shit, and it like blew up on my Instagram story. Pete texts me, bro, put that on your TikTok right now. I was like, dude, I probably should. It's a sick video. Put it on my TikTok. Will Smith found it from TikTok. Uh-huh. And put it on Instagram and tagged me in it. And I
saw that. I was like, I fucking Will told Smith you, bro.
Will Smith fucking knows my shit. Whatever. And I was like, that was lit.
You know what? You filmed it so good, too. Like, and like the background, like talking.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he liked.
He meant to drop it. It came out really good. Because
they didn't mute it. They liked the commentary. I was like, get him, Will. Get him, Will. Get his ass, Will.
Yeah, but they cut out. Like, they cut out you fumbled. Being like, he meant to fumble
that
it.
That must be a big part of the movie.
It must be a big part of the movie. Yeah, and this is the bad guy. Exposed it.
Because he kept fumbling it.
It's probably that he's getting old. Yeah, he's losing it.
Yeah, he's losing it. Dude, someone commented on my reel.
It's funny you picked that up.
The quotes, it was like, because I was like, damn, he fumbled it. Maybe he means to. Someone was like, it was like cuts to the like old guy in the movie, like, I'm getting too old for this shit. Like, he's dropping, I'm getting too old to do this shit. Definitely what he does.
I can only imagine the scene. Yeah. Like, you hear the heartbeat? Yeah. Dude, he's like,
getting too old for this shit. Like, pause is supposed to be funny for a second. And then the phone call before that, so I just want to say thank you for that, because I'll give you credit for that.
You,
that's Mitch content production. I mean, fucking, my bad, money, Mitch. So why I thought of that is because our phone call we had before that, we were talking about podcasts and how we should do this, and I'm going to do yours, and we should run it up, and it's sick.
Yeah.
Mitch, you know what Pete says to me? He was like, bro, best content, you know what you got to bring up. It works every time. He goes, girls on their period.
They love it.
So let's hear more about that. Why do girls love talking about guys with their periods?
We could have gone into it so much more naturally, but you know what? It works either way. Fuck it.
No, unnaturally. I need to hear why it works.
I never did it with like purpose. Like, I genuinely like am fine with sleeping with girls on their period, and it came up on TikTok.
In your bed?
You just put a towel down, bro. Come on. See, guys got to man the fuck up, Joey. What are we talking about? Why are you looking at me like that? Yeah, we're getting fucking.
That's like a whole lot of. What's like, wrong?
But see, this is why the girls love it. See, I don't give a fuck.
Shower.
I don't give a.
Yeah, fuck. Hotel bed. I'll fuck up a hotel bed.
Dude, if your sword's not getting a little bloody, you're not doing it right, bro. Come on, are you kidding?
Well, no, it happens when they're not on their period. Sometimes a little bloody, but like,
what kind of girls you're fucking that you get
on their period? Rough. You gotta get in there.
The fuck out of here.
No, but I do. Girls do love what guys don't give a fuck. You do. Your nickname's BDP, so we're good. We're in the same bracket.
But wait, these reactions are why they love hearing me talk about it. Because I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm going to fuck you on your pee. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. And they're like, see, we need more guys to be like you, because they're like, my boyfriend won't fuck me on my period.
What about a bush?
I don't give a fuck.
What about if it smells bad?
Joey.
I'm serious. You don't give a fuck about anything. I'm diving it. No, You'll eat out in all those scenarios?
No. If it smells really bad, I mean, we gotta work on that cleanliness a little bit. Maybe eat a little healthier.
We gotta work on this together?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a diet.
Yeah.
You think it's the diet?
Most of the time it's the diet. Mm-hmm. If it's not the diet, we have some bigger issues at play.
But you'll go down.
I hope it's just the diet.
You'll go down on the girl who's on their period?
No. Well, so I joked about this on my podcast. And I was like, dude, she's not bleeding out of the top, right? You know what I mean? I'm dead serious. You've never done that?
Dude,
you
ever been so horny? Can I tell you something?
I've been so fucking horny.
Bro, I've only eaten two girls out like ever.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Maybe three.
What are you talking about?
I swear to God on my life.
Do you not enjoy eating pussy?
You can
ask
my resume. What?
Do you not enjoy eating pussy?
Like, nah. Uh-uh.
What?
You enjoy it?
Bro, if I have been feeding over a girl, hot, looking at her body, I'm like, damn. Finally, I see her naked. Mm-hmm. She still looks sick. Everything looks good, and now the vagina looks amazing.
I'm
sucking on it, bro. Yeah, what are you talking about? Into it. Oh my! I've eaten pussy for hours, bro. If it's hot enough, if she's hot
never
enough,
done that.
And I am so into you, oh, there's nothing I love better than a fucking. Mm-hmm. She's got her fucking leg up.
Oh shit!
Whole booty hole. Everything's seen, and then my face is in there.
Like from the side. That's
yeah,
it.
That's the best position. That's my favorite sex position, my favorite eating position.
So like, bro, I'm not eat. I think the reason why I haven't done that to many girls is because I'm not doing that to any girl where I don't own that thing.
Fair enough.
Like if I don't own thing, I'm not doing it. And I've only dated like two. You know what I mean? This. Like I've, like if I'm not the only one going in, imagine, yeah. Bro.
Well, listen.
Imagine kissing a girl that just sucked another dick. You're going to eat a girl's vagina that just fucked another dick and shit.
No, listen.
Not just, but
I'll put it like
that
this.
Week or something. Like, I don't know.
I get where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. But for me, the reason it's different is because like I'm not a guy that like sleeps with a lot of girls.
Okay.
So like it's not like I'm meeting a new girl every week and eating their pussy. That's crazy.
You're like
I'm very particular. Mm-hmm. Like this girl, I'm super attracted to.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful connection, and I'm so into the girls.
But you've
I
had
sleep
club
with.
Hookups before. You are you rare, going down bro. On them or not?
Rare.
On the hookups, are you going down?
When I was look, let me tell you what. Joey,
before
Joey,
Jesus,
Joey,
before Jesus saved you, go ahead.
Before Too Hot to Handle, post Too Hot to Handle. After Too Hot to Handle, I stopped sleeping with a lot of girls. After our show, everyone from our show started fucking mad girls.
Yeah, yeah.
I was the only one that didn't. And like, I realized
I went after. I didn't. I was, to be honest, I couldn't.
You were in a relationship.
I was like snapping girls and shit and like getting teased, but like living with Carly in a fucking hotel room, like a carrot in front, like, ugh.
Like,
and
I'm finally rich and
famous.
You could have. And I can't.
Yeah, I'm like, I finally have everything and I can't. And you had it and didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have dated somebody and I should have went and got. But I will say, like, me and Carly had our thing. I attribute a lot of my social media and career success so far to our content and dating after the show. It helped a lot.
Oh, for sure. But again, for me, it's like, but that changed.
You stopped. You did it. You weren't hooking up with a bunch of girls after the show.
I'll tell you why. Can I tell you why? Mm-hmm. And I told this story on Harry's podcast. Mm-hmm. I was in a long relationship after high school, into college, 7 years. I was with this girl. And I feel like I was always going to want to sleep with a lot of girls when I was single. Cause like, obviously like outside looking in, you're like, dude, I wish I could sleep with all these girls. I'm in a relationship. Finally that relationship ends. What do I start doing? I'm a good looking guy. A lot of girls like me. I start sleeping with girls.
Yeah.
It's good. I enjoy it. And then one time there's this really hot girl that I've been wanting to hook up with for a while. And I do it. But afterwards I'm miserable. I feel gross. I'm like, why did I sleep with this girl? I didn't even like her. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Is something wrong with me? I'm a guy. I'm supposed to want to fuck this. Any guy would kill to have sex with this girl. Sleep with her again the next weekend. And that's when I realized.
Didn't do it for
and
me.
I was like, I got to like these girls. If I don't like them, if I don't build something, like I might as well jerk off. You know what I mean? Except now I don't even like this girl. I don't even want her to be here after I just came, which is the worst feeling ever. Tell me there's no worse feeling than you coming and then you're like.
Post-nut clarity. Happens all the time.
I will not go through that.
So what I say to that is I think there's two different kinds of sex. I think there's a type of sex that I want with someone that I have a lot of feelings for and I really care about them and they're intimate and it's somebody that doesn't do it with a lot of people. And that's a different kind of sex, you know what I mean? Then there's a type of sex you want.
Dirty sex.
Oh, I get fucking what you're saying. You degrade somebody a little bit in the nicest way. But I think there's two different types of sex, you know what I mean? So like I think they have different like if
I'm turned on now, though, like, overall by, I don't know, I want to say a good girl. People get upset when I say that. Like, what do you mean a good girl? I mean a girl that has the same morals as me. You know what I mean? Like, why am I going to restrict myself, protect my sexual health, and you know, restrict myself from sex so that when I do have sex, it's better? Yeah. And then why am I going to go have sex with somebody that's been sleeping with someone every day?
Yeah.
When, like, I've been holding myself to a higher moral standard with sex. Not that there's anything wrong with sleeping a lot of people. I'm not judging anybody. Like, do what makes you happy.
So why? I don't think anybody would have a problem with what you were saying because you're not being a hypocrite.
I'm not being a hypocrite. Exactly. Because some people would turn around and be like, well, do you get those same rules?
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I'm not saying for girls. I'm saying for overall, this is what I...
Well, because you
this
just
is what
said,
makes me happy.
You just said
feel,
you don't like
I feel more
a lot
cleanly.
Of people.
I feel cleanly with sex. There's nothing better when, like, I know I'm, like, perfectly safe with a girl that we're not hooking with anybody else. Like, I could go in a little bit deeper and really enjoy that and really get sensual with this person.
A little deeper.
I can't, like, know that, you know, I ate some pussy last night and you fucking suck some dick and now I'm, like, making out with you. Like, I love you. Like, I can't do that, bro. It's just not in me. Like, I'm too mental of an overthinker with sex to do that. Like, I'm like, damn, like me and this girl like waited. We're so into each other. And now it's the most intimate sexual moment ever. That's what I'm into.
Does a girl's past matter to you? Like say you met a girl not from like you didn't know for a while. Like not from New York or something.
That's a very loaded question because it's open-ended. I don't judge any girl. Like I've dated girls with pasts. I don't think it's about what they've done. I think it's about who they are today. You know what I mean? Like, if you're genuinely a changed girl and you're ready to be in a relationship and be loyal to me, dope. Dope. And I've been in that position with a girl. There was a girl that had a very high body count, and I did not judge her. I did it. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay, like, I'm happy you were honest with me. And I really like you, and I think you're, I think we could take this somewhere. And she was so genuine, right?
Yeah.
She ended up cheating on me. So the one that I did give that chance to did end up cheating on me. Does that mean that that's all every girl?
No.
No.
What I'm talking more about is like, because I see this happen. I've talked about this before. Like, imagine girls you went to high school with or whatever, or like girls in your area you grew up with. And you know there were some girls that you just grew up with were like thoughts, you know, like a bunch your boys have got with them, like whatever. Uh-huh. And you still see them on Instagram and shit. And now like they're engaged to some dude from Texas or something. You know what I mean? That has no idea. And now this guy thinks he's dating this good girl. And you know, like you're looking on Instagram, like poor sucker. Like,
I get what you're saying. But
I don't ever want to be that sucker.
But maybe she's changed.
So that wouldn't bother you? Say your girl was a complete thought.
Listen.
And then she changed and she's a good girl.
I'm not saying that I'm completely fine with the image in my head of my future wife, future mother of my kids being dogged out by mad people and, you know, having a lot of fun. I'm not saying that that's a pretty sight for me. However, as the mature Peter has grown up, if you happen to be the perfect girl for me, if you are loyal and you're ready for a relationship and I literally don't want to be with anybody but you, I'm going to have to suppress that, those feelings and those, I don't want to call it immature emotions. It's natural to be jealous of a person's past. I wouldn't,
especially somebody like a lot.
I wouldn't be angry at a girl for being upset with my past. Yeah. I get it. But if we're both going to decide right now that from this moment on, it's me and you, and we could let those things go, I'm willing to do it. Would it be awesome in a perfect world that I'm a virgin and my girl's a virgin? We've only ever had each other. I think that's a beautiful thing too. I would love that. But I'm not saying that has to be how it is.
Yep.
Is all I'm saying. Right?
I think that answers it. I think that's pretty good answer to that. And that's a good way to think about it too.
Yeah. Like, because like, think about it, bro. I've been that guy where I'm like, oh, like I don't want to be with a girl that's been with so many guys because, you know, like maybe that makes me a little insecure. Maybe I can't keep up with fucking the other fucking 50 guys. You know what I mean? Like maybe, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why I thought those ways when I was younger or maybe a couple of years ago. But then you get in positions where you meet a girl you really like. And it's like, am I going to let this get in the way of what could be a beautiful relationship?
Yeah.
No. Let's see where this goes. Did I get hurt? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was worth the risk, right? And I'm sure there's another beautiful girl out there with a massive body count that is the right one for me. No,
so what hurts more? Getting caught cheating or getting cheated on?
I guess it depends on the kind of person you are. I mean, I think both are fucked.
Be honest. Not the good answer. What hurts more?
What would hurt more? Probably getting cheated on. Right? I would assume.
Do you feel guilty if you cheat? You've cheated before.
No.
Never ever in your life cheated.
No. Really? I've been in like break stages where like I really feel like don't count because they were doing their own thing.
Let's go.
Ryan,
come here. Sit right here for a second. Peter, Sean, and Tom. Terry.
Terry.
Hey, that windbreaker is sick, bro. That's sick. You want it? Yeah, can I wear it?
Yeah.
Dude, that's lit, bro. Is this live right now? This is, we're on right now. Like, grab that. You got to scoot that way.
Oh, okay.
No, because the camera's. The camera. Look.
Energy drink break. Terry just comes everywhere. I fucking love Terry.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh, wait, I guess. Yeah, fuck it. Let's do the last, like, 10, 15 with Ryan.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Pownall just stepped in the building. Let's go. Did you get his mic? He left? Do you see it over there? It's over there, I think.
He's right here, actually.
Yeah. That's me. But his mic, you know, the Pillow Talk mic is on the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Behind you. Don't forget that. All right. So Peter just told me.
Yeah.
He's never in his life cheated ever.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about Peter is.
What was he going to say?
Peter doesn't like sex.
I'm starting to think.
Yes.
Dude, so like that's a sex thing?
Is crazy.
Wait, you don't like sex?
No, I love sex.
He was just trying to tell me he's not
no,
into.
Peter likes making love.
Yes.
Oh,
see,
that,
Ryan knows this
said.
About
that's
me.
What
see?
He just said. That's what he just said.
How funny. He wasn't here. He came in and vouched.
And just said that.
Right?
That's pretty crazy.
Beautiful timing.
That's pretty crazy. I have a question, actually.
Oh, my God.
And you might have a funny take on this. So, some of my first like content consumed of Peter was kind of. What's it? Thirst trapping, baiting a little bit on TikTok with the wine and everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd have tight shit, your dick's flopping a little bit. Question.
Yeah.
Your mom helped with your content a lot.
Yeah.
Like, how did that dynamic, like, you know what I mean? Like, personally, like, I love that you, like, you be open with your mom like that. If I was like, mom, I got to swing my dick a little bit and you got to dump, like, wine on me. Like, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And I just saw you playing pickleball with your mom. Would you swing your dick around and let your mom dump wine on you?
No, like, me and my parents are very close. We just don't talk about pillow talk.
See, that's how I want it to be.
Yes, yeah.
So back to you. How did that start?
I'm like extremely...
It's not like you were doing sexual content, but it was like, it was like hinted. You know what I mean? Like hinted shit.
Yeah, for sure,
And your mom's just with the money. She's just standing on business?
Yeah. I've always been really close with my mom. Mm-hmm. Like, I was the kid that would... My mom knew everything about me. I never really kept anything from her. So then, I guess, growing up into my content, when I noticed, like, this fun family dynamic worked...
Mm-hmm.
She was down. She was in it. So, like, she just loved being a part of it, being a part of the content. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's not like I was fucking shaking my dick to my mom, right?
Yeah.
And I happened to be, like, in, like, tights in a video, right? Mm-hmm. And then I would pour some wine on myself for her. And people loved that content. Dude, that used to kill
me. All the comments like, dude, that's his mom. Blah, blah, blah,
bro,
mom.
To this day, I still meet people that are like, you're the wine guy. I'm like, bro, there's no way people
the wine guy, yeah.
Like,
that's who crazy. You were. That's who you were.
People still bring up, like, yo, you're the wine guy. I was the wine guy before I was the two out the handle guy.
Seriously.
Yeah.
He said dumb bottles of wine on him.
Pete is the king of male thirst traps.
Yeah, he is. He is.
And I'm
he
not is. Cute enough to pull that off, but if he I is. Was, I would copy all his moves.
All Peter shit. Yes. Spider-Man suits.
Yeah, the Spider-Man suits were fun, dude. Those used to make a killer for me, dude. Yeah, those blew up.
Pete's hot. By the way, I was seeing a girl recently. You remember the girl we went to the sports bar with? The one that fell asleep?
Are you still talking to her?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, go.
You know, it's hard out here.
Yeah.
LA girls. But anyways, her gay friend, Cam.
Okay.
You know the black guy?
Oh, the one I met, yeah.
He won't stop talking about how hot you are.
Hey.
Yeah. Pete. He asked me, is he bi? Will he cheat with a dude? First of all, he doesn't like sex. Second of all, he doesn't cheat. Third of all, straight.
Being liked by gay guys like might be the best compliment.
Yes.
I think they're pickier than most girls.
100%.
You think so?
I think so.
I take it as a compliment.
Fuck yeah. I want everyone to think I'm hot. I want everyone to think I'm sexy.
Everyone thinks you're right? Hot.
Yeah. Thank God, what would I do?
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, you guys are hot.
Why don't you start your own OnlyFans? Why don't you start having sex
with
people?
Because I'm not hot.
Ryan, yeah, like, you're hot.
Bro. You're hot, dude. You're sexy.
Yeah.
I think you're pretty cute.
Well, I appreciate it. But yeah. I'm cute enough to fuck hot girls, but I'm not. I can't wave at a girl from across the club and she'll be like, let's go fuck that guy. I don't have. You guys have that.
You don't think?
I got to go talk to them for like 30 seconds and they're like, it's funny.
But you know what? I find that does more than looks nowadays. Yes. Girls love a funny guy with a good personality.
Yeah, funny's in.
Funny is in.
Also,
dude.
Bro, you're good looking enough to get away. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's privilege, like pretty privilege of girls have that.
Right.
Good looking guy privilege is a thing. Like, I have friends that will ask me, like, all right, dude, in this situation, like, what do I say, girl? Like, to what? Like, she said this. What do I text her back? It's like, I think in my head, like, to be honest, bro, like, what I would say wouldn't work for you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
really? Yes.
So you got to think for some, like, think, I'm serious.
That's a fact.
That sounds kind of like an asshole, but I'm being, that's being real.
I hear you.
That's being real.
Dude,
like, you have that. You know what I mean? Like, no, bro. All you do is talk shit and fucking, like, a joke, like a dirty joke I could spit. And then someone maybe a little less attractive than me, if they spit the same joke, might get smacked.
Right.
You have dirty joke privilege. Like, you're good. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're good.
Yeah, good enough.
Yes. Bro, he's downplaying himself. You know what I'm saying, Pete.
I get what you're saying. I was disagreeing at first, but I get what you're saying. Because it's the whole thing where it's like, that guy's a creep. But it's like, if he was hot, he wouldn't be a creep, would he?
That's right.
If he was hot, you would have kind of liked what he just said there.
Yo, if me,
yeah.
And this is a good one. I have a question for Ryan, because he has more knowledge, I think, in this.
Yeah.
Space, okay?
Yeah.
If me and Pete made a legit produced sex tape double teaming a girl, how much money would we make on OnlyFans?
$56,400.
What a specific.
That's not worth it. We're out. We're not doing it. 50
it's
grand? We're out.
Minimum. That's first week's.
We need six figures at least.
That is first week sales.
I was thinking $10.
Ryan knows his shit.
I was thinking 5,000 people would buy it.
I think more.
5,000?
I've got like 100K subs on OF. I think I can convince a lot more of them.
Yeah, but girls going around flaunting their subs? Come on.
What?
Because if any girl, it's a free page?
Yeah.
Okay, free page subs are bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
You got Lexi Pantera, who has the most subs in the world. And
really?
Love Lexi Pantera. But she says most subbed in the world. And then I asked her agency, I say,
can you buy subs on OnlyFans?
Yes, by the way, you can. But she didn't. But she goes around. That's her flex. I have the most subs in the world. Cool. It's a flex. Mm-hmm. How come you're driving a Civic?
Really? Maybe most subs maybe in the she's world? Jewish. Well... Smart with her money.
And then you have some girls like Annie right here. Okay. For example, probably doesn't have that many subs, but they buy. And she's making six figures a month, that one right there.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know?
It's about the quality of the subs.
Yeah. How much money are you bringing in? It's all for money anyways. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's all about the money. You know money, what?
It's about how many people click the message request. That's what matters.
Yeah.
That's not what it is. So if you have, you know, 100K
it's
subs.
It's free, but then you have tip to message.
I should know more about this shit. You know?
Because you can check, okay, 48,000 open my message. Okay, 48,000 subs is what you have, mm-hmm. really. Yeah. Because those 52K, they don't even exist. No.
But the free is kind of smart. Because the people who are going to spend money, play. People who are going to spend money, they're going to spend money either way. Why?
Yeah.
And then people who might not have spent money now might see content that they want to buy and be like, today they're feeling good. They're like, all right. You know what I mean? You might get more sales that way.
What would be your number?
What do you mean?
Drop a sex tape fully.
How much to drop a sex tape?
A porn
tape?
Scene. What would be your number? Because 50K isn't cutting it for me.
It would have to be enough to like make me not have to do shit for the rest of my life.
Half a mil? Not enough.
Harry made $1 million.
Yeah. And we're not going to make more than Harry.
But did he? Yeah, you're right.
But he that wasn't like legit.
He probably didn't. That was a good, that's probably a good PR stunt.
Bro, he's saying like legitimate pornography.
Okay.
That's very different than what Harry did.
Like, oh yeah, Harry didn't even do it.
That's very different.
I'm talking about
Harry
a cat, like a whole
an
like,
outside the shower.
Oh my God,
scene.
What are you doing here? Like one of those. Like,
I didn't order a pizza.
Yeah, like that.
He's saying like different angles in.
Like
out.
What's his name? Who's Jay Alvarez? Coconut
like
oil.
How about
that? That's what I want to do. When I do it, that's what mine's gonna look
how
like.
How about probably best sex tape ever?
And he goes like this. Eat your pussy.
I know. I want to do it like
eat your pussy with the eye contact.
Yeah.
I was like. I kept skipping back to that part.
Shout out. You said you kept skipping back.
Yeah, it went to the hot girl and I was losing my erection. I was like,
so give me a number. A mil wouldn't be enough. Bro, you gave me 500,000 dropping my sex tape yesterday, bro.
A mil would be enough if it was like implied sex tape, right? Like foggy shower, like that. You know what I mean? Like
500K, bro. I'm doing some weird shit on
but
my
like,
fucking
to do a full porno, it's not worth it for me long term.
So this girl here for
bro, this relationship you have with your mom and your family, and like what is holding you back? You're obviously your mom doesn't give a fuck. Like,
well, no, but it has nothing.
That's the only thing that would matter.
No,
like, what?
See,
my
that's
mom
why
and dad
we're very
and my
different.
Grandparents.
It has nothing to do with my family. Like,
it's like
I
your own. Moral.
I hope my family's not going and looking for my sex.
That's
you know what I mean?
Between
like,
you and Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
no,
it's
people
for
would
me. Not, not even just my moral.
Like my parents wouldn't go look for it, but some might go to my dad or my mom. Like, you know, Joey fucking is, you know what I mean? Someone might say something.
For me, it's, okay, where's my career going in Hollywood?
Exactly. That's
the idea. That's
where my head's at too, where it's like,
bro,
even if I get 500 grand for this sex tape, like, I believe a lot more for myself in Hollywood.
Exactly.
In the next 5 years, that 500,000 wouldn't mean anything for that sex tape to be out
there. You bet.
That's where my
sex tape
ruins it. Big closed door.
Yeah.
You think so? And now get this.
Yeah.
When I'm this.
Harry, like, Harry's on Dancing with the Stars, bro.
Yeah, but again, that's not like porn level.
But like, you know, Euphoria is casting porn stars now.
Yeah.
And more people are.
Yeah.
However, for dudes, if you're fucking, you're not going to star in the next.
You're not Spider-Man.
Why?
No, you're not Spider-Man.
You know what I mean?
You're not Spider-Man.
So you're telling
maybe
me Spider-Man doesn't fuck?
That's right. You know you think Tom Holland really has good sex? Come on.
Hell no.
No, fuck no.
He's kind of like
bro,
my
he's
build.
In
there.
Wait, I'm mixing them up. Who's the other? Not Timothy Charlemagne.
None of the Spider-Mans fuck him.
Tom Holland and Spider-Man.
Toby definitely
Tom
doesn't
Holland
fuck
doesn't Spider-Man. Fuck.
No?
Tobey Maguire doesn't fuck.
Tobey Maguire fucks. Come on.
Which one's that?
Andrew Garfield might be okay in bed.
Tobey Maguire absolutely fucks. What is this guy talking about? OG Spider-Man.
Actually, apparently he's the biggest dog in LA.
Nah, I don't know that one,
yeah.
Garfield. But
he organizes the poker games with the hookers that walk around.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Timothy Shyamalan, he fucks. He fucks Kylie Jenner. I know, but he's the same shit as those other guys. Like, they're all like, you know what I mean? Like, Tom Holland, Timothy Shyamalan, Pete Vigilante. They're like all like... All right, how long we been going, dude? It's definitely over an hour now.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to piss myself.
I have a question for all of you.
Let's go.
What would you say if you got an offer to do like a content house, but it's porn, basically? It's a collab content house for all of
you. And you have to have your sex tape out?
I mean...
Or just the content you do personally?
No. Like, you guys are all in the same house. Mm-hmm. It's a content house.
Well, I just
you want to get paid enough.
I just got offered that. How about I got offered exactly that. I got offered exactly that.
OnlyFans house.
Yeah,
and I didn't do it.
Oh, you said no.
Kazumi's doing it.
Kazumi's doing it.
I just asked her to do the podcast. She was like, "I'm filming a."
Oh wow!
I think someone else.
Nathan was about to be on. He pulled out last minute for Sophia.
Sophia.
I mean, it wasn't a dating show. He could have done it.
No, I would do a show like that, but not like unless I'm guaranteed money. Sex tape's not going out.
Chase walked out after four episodes.
What do you mean? Chase Damore?
You guys' season is just something else.
Right?
The characters.
Bunch of degenerates.
Right?
Shut up.
Bro, our season is wild.
The most characters Brian of any show of all time.
And Cam and Emily are making a baby now. You saw that? We just have a whole fucking...
Yo, they won. They beat you guys.
They won. Oh, my God. Yeah. They won. You don't need to say that. They know they won. Those motherfuckers won,
bro. We knew they won while we were still on the island.
Right? Oh, my God, bro. We're like, day of filming, Cam. Remember we all had to go... I don't know. Pete left before I got there, so I never even saw Pete out there.
Oh, yeah?
We stopped filming, bro. We get back to Airbnb. We're all in our own rooms, like, done filming. Cam's just sitting back like this. Yep, I imagine I'm getting about 4 million on Instagram. I'm like, oh my God, bro, you're such a dog. I'm like, are you for real? He's like, yeah, probably. I'm like, bro, you're such an animal. All right, I'm going to piss myself. Peter Vigilante, thank you so much. I'm glad we finally got this down.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Brian Pownall, thank you for coming on. You've been on this shit 3 times. Thank you so much, Terry. Thank you for coming back. Live audience, thank you. Everybody, thank you for coming.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.